For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Community members held a town hall via Zoom Saturday to discuss police presence in public schools in Columbia. The event was hosted by Como Coalition for Justice. The discussion focused on the role of school resource officers in schools and explored the ways that the role could be restructured. Several individuals offered public testimony about their positive and negative experiences with school resource officers. Some attendees suggested the complete removal of school resource officers, while others advocated for increased specialized training. A recording of the meeting is available on the Faith Voices of Columbia Facebook page. Health officials in Kansas City and three surrounding counties are urging residents to follow safe practices as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations increase in the region. Leaders in Kansas City and Jackson County, Missouri, and the Wyandotte and Johnson counties in Kansas issued a letter Friday saying frontline workers are being overwhelmed by increasing coronavirus cases and hospitalizations, which are higher than when the pandemic began in March and April. They warned that if residents don't social distance, wear masks, and limit social gatherings more, business closings and stronger restrictions are inevitable. Governor Mike Parson announced that the state will provide up to $22 million to nonprofit organizations in response to COVID-19. The Columbia Missourian reports Parson says the grant from the state will ensure that nonprofits continue to help those in need. Eligible nonprofit organizations must be in state and must be registered for at least 1 year prior to March 1st, among other criteria. Faith-based organizations are eligible as well, but they must meet more strict criteria. Columbia Public Schools is set to hold a series of virtual webinars about schools reopening this fall. The Columbia Missourian reports the meetings will allow parents and other community members to learn about the district's programs and planning for the fall. Sessions will begin tomorrow and will be held at various times until August 6th. The reopening plan released by the district last month says students will be encouraged to stay within stable groups of people to minimize exposure to COVID-19. Classes are set to begin August 25th. A portion of a St. Louis County road will be closed for a year and a half, in part to remove radioactive soil along a contaminated creek. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the 18-month closure of a stretch of Pershall Road in Hazelwood also will allow for replacement of a bridge. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been removing soil along the North St. Louis County Creek for many years. Radioactive waste was illegally dumped there decades ago, causing environmental damage and creating health concerns for people who lived near the creek. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.